Once upon a time, there lived a king and a queen. They had 12 children, all boys. Now the king said to the queen one day, "If our 13th child is born a girl, the 12 boys shall die, so that her riches will be great, and the entire kingdom will one day be hers." Then he ordered 12 coffins to be made. They were filled with straw and a little pillow laid in each. They were locked in a room, and the king gave the key to the queen and told her to say nothing to anyone. But her youngest child, Benjamin, saw her crying and would give her no peace until she told him about the coffins and what the king had said. "Don't cry, mother," he said. "We'll save ourselves and go far away." Then she answered, "Yes, go with your 11 brothers into the world, and one of you always sit on top of the highest tree and keep watch upon the tower of this castle. If a little son is born, I will hang out a white flag, and then you may safely come back. But if it is a little daughter, I will hang out a red flag, and you must flee as fast as you can, and may heaven watch over you." After that, when she had given her son's blessing, they went away. One after another kept watch from the highest tree. When 11 days had passed and Benjamin's turn came, he saw a flag put out. It was not white, but blood red, to warn them that they were to die. When the brothers learned this, they were angry and swore revenge, that wherever they found a girl, they would kill her. Then they went deeper into the woods and found a little enchanted house standing empty. Then they said, "Here we will live, and because you, Benjamin, are the youngest, you will stay here and keep house while we find food." So they caught rabbits and pigeons and wild boar and brought them to Benjamin to cook, and they lived together in the little house for 10 years. By this time, the queen's little daughter was growing up. She had a kind heart and a beautiful face, and a golden star on her forehead. Once, when there was a huge laundry drying, she saw among the clothes 12 shirts, and she asked her mother, "Whose are these? They're too small for my father." Then the mother sadly answered, "Dear child, they belong to your 12 brothers." The little girl said, "Where are my 12 brothers? I have never heard of them." And her mother answered, "Only God knows where they are." Then she led the little girl to the secret room and told her the whole story. Then the little girl said, "Dear mother, don't cry. I will go and find my brothers." So she took the 12 shirts and went into the forest. In the evening, she came to the enchanted house. She went in and found a young man who asked, "Where did you come from?" She answered, "I am a king's daughter, and I'm looking for my 12 brothers. I will search everywhere until I find them." And she showed him the 12 shirts. Then he said, "I am Benjamin, your youngest brother." And she began to weep for joy, and so did Benjamin. After a while, he said, "Dear sister, there is still danger. We have sworn death to any girl whom we meet, as it was because of a girl we had to leave our kingdom." Then she said, "I would willingly die if it would help my 12 brothers." "No, you shall not die. Here, sit down under this tub until the others get home, and we come to an agreement." So she did. And when they returned, supper was ready. As they were eating, Benjamin said, "I have some news." "Tell us," they cried. He answered, "First promise me that the first girl we see will not be killed." They promised, and then demanded his news. Then he said, "Our sister is here." He lifted up the tub, and she came forward in her royal clothes, with her golden star on her forehead. And she was so beautiful and sweet that they all kissed her and loved her with all their hearts. After this, she stayed in the house and helped Benjamin keep house for her older brothers. One day, they prepared a fine feast, and they all sat down to eat. Thinking it would please her brothers, the girl went into the garden to get flowers for the table. There were 12 lilies. But as she broke off the flowers, the brothers were changed into 12 ravens and flew overhead and away. And the house with the garden also disappeared, and she was left alone. As she was standing there, she saw an old woman who said, "My child, what have you done? Why couldn't you leave the 12 flowers alone? They were your 12 brothers, who are now changed into ravens forever." The weeping girl asked if there was no way to set them free. "There is one way, but it is too difficult. The only way you can set them free is by not speaking for 7 years. You must not utter a sound, neither may you laugh. For if you did, your brothers would perish." Then the girl said in her heart, "I am sure that I can set my brothers free." And with that she went and climbed a tall tree and sat there spinning, never to speak or laugh. Now it happened that a king who was hunting in the woods had a large dog who ran to the tree where the girl was and barked loudly. Up came the king and saw the beautiful princess with the golden star on her forehead. He was so charmed by her beauty that he begged her to become his wife. She made no reply, but nodded her head. He set her upon his horse and took her home. The wedding was held with great splendor, but the bride neither spoke nor laughed. After they had lived pleasantly for a few years, the king's stepmother, who was a wicked woman, began to talk against the young queen and said to the king, "She is only a beggar maid that you have wed and is wicked. Even if she can't speak, she might at least laugh. She's probably a witch." The king wouldn't believe her at first, but she kept at him so that he was finally forced to condemn her to death. A great fire was kindled in the courtyard, and she was tied to the stake. The king stood above in the window, weeping, for he had loved her dearly. As the fire was licking her clothes, the last moment of the 7 years ended. Then a rushing sound was heard in the air, and 12 ravens came flying down. As they touched the earth, they turned into her 12 brothers. They rushed through the fire, put out the flames, and set their dear sister free. And now that she could speak, she told the king why she had never talked and why she had not laughed. The king rejoiced when he heard of her innocence and commanded that the wicked stepmother be killed. Then they all lived together in love and happiness for the rest of their lives.